This is Amsterdam Pens podcast episode 124 for Tuesday, October 8th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Who apparently has not figured out yet the start broadcast means start broadcast. This is the Amsterdam Pens Radio Network.
What's up? Thank you all very much for being willing to move a day while we went through a little oral drama. And if Jenny's in the chat, no, I'm not going to reenact the whole thing, but let's just say that our oral surgeon, Dr. John, is a god.
And he's a Big Pen fan.
So. He is. That's actually how we met. And I think we mentioned back in March or April that he was a customer, and I asked him what he did, and he said he was an oral surgeon, and he ended up taking out our son's four wisdom teeth, and that was awesome. But then Monday night, I bit on a piece of popcorn and broke off a huge chunk of a molar, and we had John's phone number. I wasn't sure if it was his cell or his office. Called him. It was his cell phone. He knew what his schedule was Tuesday morning, and they fit me in and yanked that bad boy out.
And so here we are.
Ta-da! So.
So this is the Denver pre-show edition.
So we're here at the store, and we've been packing, and after we're done, we're going to keep packing.
Keep packing, yeah. So actually, we're in pretty good shape, I think.
Yeah. I don't want to be too long.
Ooh. So we just have some pens to pack, and pretty much the ink is all ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Dave will be here to keep the store open.
Yep.
And so if you're local or shopping online, most everything is still here and ready to be shipped.
Dave's a machine.
Dave's awesome.
Yes. Should we talk about Denver show real
Absolutely.
Quick?
Absolutely. Okay. Brand new show. New organizer. He's a pen collector, but he doesn't organize any other shows. This is his first one. So we're excited to be in on the ground floor.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good show. There's a good mix of vendors. So mm-hmm.
I think there's a pretty good club out there too.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, that's really a big help. So looking forward to a little different scenery this time of year. It actually may be a very, very pretty drive. Of course, we'll be driving most of the time, but Denver this time of year could be nice.
Yeah, usually we hit Denver in the morning on the way to LA. So
yeah.
it'll be nice to get there during the day and settle in. And one of the beautiful things that Ed Capizzi, the organizer, has done is vendors can set up Friday night. It's
Love
a Saturday, it. Sunday show, but from 6 to 8, we'll all be able to at least bring our stuff in. We'll be able to get the ink grid set up and maybe even more. I'm super excited about that. That's a good 3 hours.
Yeah, if we can get that first 3 hours out of the way, it just makes setting the pens up so much easier. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. And I don't know what the final, do you know what the final tally is on vendors?
I don't know. It's probably 20.
Okay.
I have the list in our packet, but it's going to be a good show. Lots of the usual vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Krusak's going to be there.
Pandemonium.
Yep. It'll be good to see them.
Our friend Tim Pearson is going to be there, and Tim's a if you don't know
Tim's
Tim,
great.
Tim is just—he's awesome. So he has more pens than probably anybody at the show. And they're just—they're stacked up. They're
yeah.
stacked in bins, and you pull out trays, and you could spend 5 hours at his table.
Yeah,
tables
awesome.
World. So,
a couple local dealers, a couple people traveling like us, but I think it'll be a good mix.
So, good.
Yeah,
totally excited. $5 a day at the door, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is 10 to 6, so not too early, but not too late.
Yeah, that's not bad. And there's a grand prize drawing at 3 o'clock.
I have no idea what it is.
No.
I don't know. Actually, I think I know Ryan Krusak, I think, is donating a pen. So,
oh, awesome. You
that could be. He's got some nice, mm-hmm. nice stuff. Let's see. There are some seminars on Saturday.
Sunday.
There's Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Becker is doing two classes on how to make a leather journal.
Okay. that's different.
Which is, yeah, it's absolutely different. $35 entry fee includes admission to the show. There are two classes, includes all materials.
Cool.
And then there is Marie Hornback is doing a Zen Tangle seminar.
That'd be cool.
Which sounds interesting. $20 includes admission. I don't know anything about Zen Tangle, but maybe
it'll be fun.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Sunday, 10 to 5. And there are three seminars on Sunday as well. Susan Wirth doing her typical seminar.
What is it, how some pens can make anyone's handwriting look better?
Yep. Would be interesting to sit in that one of these years, but
we never get to.
Of course, the one not to be missed, Michael Saul is doing a seminar in the afternoon.
So awesome.
He is. He's so awesome. Doesn't describe
and so Michael nice. Saul. He's just the sweetest man you ever want to meet, and he's so down to earth. Isn't even the word.
Yeah.
Whatever the opposite of pompous is, he's just so
humble. He's very humble.
Considering he was Ronald Reagan's personal calligrapher, and you know he's taught seminars, and he's huge in the calligraphy world, and he's just so everyman. He's awesome.
Yep. And we're trying to get him to come up here to the store. So we'll see how that works out. And then there is a second Zen Tangle seminar also on Sunday afternoon. So.
Jonathan is asking about a statue.
This one right here?
That's not vaguely
risque about this.
The Schaefer happy couple.
This is a very, you can see the base here, the very unusual piece.
Yeah.
There were actually a number of these. picking it apart. There was a number of these point of sale displays. You would put a pen set on the base here. This is the wedding couple, the happy couple. They had a Christmas display, a Father's Day,
Mother's Day.
There was five or six different, what was this, plaster. Very heavy pieces, and very difficult to find in all one piece.
Yes.
And since we got married at a pen show, this was...
we were excited to grab this in Columbus last year, along with the dead guy.
So I'm going to put this back up before you wrap it.
Also on Sunday is another Zen Tangle class with Marie Hornback. So she's doing one each day. That's very cool.
Can I say that?
I think so.
Okay. That's twice as good.
I know. did we mention where the hotel is?
The hotel is the DoubleTree by Hilton Denver Stapleton North. So say that 10 times fast.
No.
Yes, TJ, 1,071 miles is correct from Appleton.
So not quite as far...
It's 29 miles shorter than it was to Dallas. So we're going to be so refreshed when we get there. It's just going to be, it's like nothing. It's like we can do it with our eyes closed.
There's no outlet mall.
Well, we don't know that.
I'll find one.
You don't know that.
Yep. We're excited. I think that Ed has done a really good job of polling a lot of the vendors who he knows who normally go to shows. And it sounds like at least it's very well organized.
Yeah, from a dealer standpoint, it's everything that you need to do is taken care of. So
yeah, we're gonna have coffee. You guys know I need my coffee.
Yeah.
Lunches for the vendors, which is a super awesome feature. Classes for attendees. We get to set up early. The hours each day on Saturday and Sunday are good. Not too early, not too late.
Yep.
But certainly when
inexpensive,
people can come,
you know.
Yep, $5 at the door is a really reasonable price. Some of those do charge a lot more, so this is nice.
So,
I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it's going to be going to be the first of many, many good shows in Denver, I hope.
And then the following week, we go to Detroit.
Detroit, yeah. So that's my only minor complaint is I wish it wasn't 2 weeks in a row, but what are you going to do? Detroit's like a hop, skip, and a jump.
That's only 500
miles. 500 miles. but there it is. So,
yep.
Wow, 10 minutes in, we're already pretty much done.
Well, you know, we just got back from Dallas and had a lot of stuff come into the store. We've been pretty busy with making some changes to the site, positive things. We've just gotten some stuff in, some stuff out. We put a couple things on sale. That's always nice. And
you want to mention those real
we
quick?
Do.
Private Reserve 50 mil bottles are on sale.
Those have been phased out, and we'd like to just
the last couple left. We'd like to get rid of, so we can move on to the bigger bottles. G Urban cartridges. We have a couple of tins that have seen some evaporation, so we're cut the price in half and take advantage of those while you can. What else? The big one. Free shipping for
35
and up on US orders. So take advantage of that. And that includes, like, if you buy the Private Reserve and you buy more than a few bottles, you can get the bottle discount and the free shipping. And, you know,
yes, it's a pretty good deal.
You can just keep adding on top. So,
yep. Also new in the store, we did finally get our seventh color of the Anderson ink, the Fox River Blues. This was known as the Scribal Workshop Damselfish. Super, super popular. We didn't have it reformulated like all the others, so now it has really awesome flow. No more dryness. It's a gorgeous color.
It's awesome. So we're glad to have it. I actually tested it. I tested it cap off time, and even after 30 minutes, it's really nice. That was an accident. I left the Sailor uncapped on my desk at work for like 32 minutes during a meeting, and it wrote. So,
what else is new?
Well, there was something new, but then it's gone already.
The J. Herban 1670, the brand new anniversary ink, the Stormy Gray that everybody's been talking about, came in today. And it's all gone.
I didn't even know it came in and it was gone.
I didn't even
get to see the bottle.
We only got a third of our order. And so it came in, we put it up on the site, and within half an hour, it was gone. So if you missed it, put a back in stock notification through the site. And when we get it back in, hopefully in a week or so, as soon as it comes in, the system will send you an email and you can get your bottle.
So apparently the news this week is ink. Everything is ink.
Lots of ink.
Organics ink discontinued.
Was announced a while back.
Which was announced a while back. We have a little bit left, but we're not bringing very much to Denver. So if there is something that you're interested in, please let us know. We can deliver anything to the show.
Right.
But we're not bringing Private Reserve or much of the organics.
We're bringing a couple.
To the show. So if you want some, just let us know. We'll bring it for you.
How many minutes are we?
15. We haven't talked about food.
I was just going to say, I think it's food time. I guess we mentioned food when we were talking about lunches at the table.
Lunches at the table. Yep. I totally missed that.
Yep.
So turkey and
Dagwood sandwich.
Dagwood.
With ham and salami and turkey.
It's Dagwood, right? It's like this big.
It's huge. Yep. So. No, Denver will be good. Detroit's always a good show. I almost wish Detroit and Columbus were switched because Detroit is just really relaxing. Columbus is close too, mm-hmm. but it's a much slower.
Well, Columbus takes a year out on a bang.
Yeah.
It's like the fourth or fifth best show of the year. It's busy.
It's
auctions.
Close.
I mean, what can you,
two auctions.
I love auctions. It's just too much fun. And pretty soon that stuff's going to be, it's going to be just a couple weeks and Terry's going to be putting stuff up. I betcha.
You're all excited.
So, so slowly winding, quickly winding down, I guess I should say the show season.
I'm looking forward to it. But then we have the holiday season here at the mm-hmm. store, all sorts of cool stuff planned locally. So life is good.
Very good. Yeah. All right. What else do we want to talk about? Anything? It's quick. That'd be like the quickest podcast
I
ever.
I know. It's kind of sad. Well, I mean, you know, we've gotten restocked on a lot of things, but nothing new.
Anybody want to come over to the store tonight and help us pack up? bring a six pack.
It might help us get done faster.
No.
I need to get home and put some frozen peas on my face.
Okay. Do we have shout outs this week? We have one big shout
out. One huge shout out.
We're reserving all the shout outs.
Dr. John, you rock. You are amazing. My hero.
He's the best.
So. Seriously, I'm highly phobic about dentists, and he was his normal, super friendly, super calm self. I didn't break the arm of his dental chair like I've been known to do in the past.
Yeah. And he showed up in scrubs with the Mont Blanc 149 in his pocket.
Yeah. So the part of my exam was him talking about his new pen and the new.
Well, I said to him, I said, well, you know, I was gonna call you and ask you how you like the pen, and I just didn't want it to be under these circumstances. He's like, oh yeah, it's really great, and the ink is great, and Lisa's like, tooth.
Y'all can talk pens once I'm out. But no, he's great. So John, thank you. And then he even made a house call at the store today.
What a guy.
I know. So that was awesome. So let's see what else.
What else exciting going on?
No, I mean we've gotten restocked in a lot of things. We do have the new Retro 51 Montana coming in this week. That should be pretty cool.
It looks like a sweater.
I know, it looks like a reindeer, like a moose sweater. It's kind of cool.
So Lisa's asleep after the surgery, and so Dave calls me and says, well, you know, they called and they asked how many we wanted, and I wasn't sure how many, and so I said this much. I said, that's fine. And he says, so, well, what do you think? I mean, do you think it's a little different? It's got a,
I think it's a moose.
It's got a moose on the pen, and he says, well, you know, I don't have a Ben with a moose on it, and I kind of want to get one. So
it's kind of cool.
I don't know.
It's kind of
cool. I got
cool.
Nothing. So.
And the Albert pencil is now available in a rollerball.
And that's
and
coming,
that's
right?
Coming that's with way, the same so. Batch. Yeah, those are going to be awesome.
It'll probably come like on Friday, right? After we leave.
Yes.
So we're right. Tracking them?
No. Your phone is coming tomorrow. That's all I
my
know.
My phone's coming tomorrow, so we're delaying the trip. Until my new iPhone 6 shows up at the store. And then, of course, I have to sync it, apparently. Yeah. So I don't know.
That's it, though. Mm-hmm. We got in a bunch of acrylics and ebonites, noodlers pens. Those have all been put up on the site. Just lots of stuff coming in and getting updated on the site. That's about it.
Well, we should also send our thanks to our mysterious donor of the ink.
we got a package from Luxury Brands, and you know that little bottle of ink that Brian loves? We got another one.
Yeah, so I think I posted pictures of the platinum ink bottle next to an actual Mont Blanc bottle, yeah. And it's really cute.
It was great.
Totally stoked. I love the little things. They're just so cute.
It's so funny. He got so giddy when he saw it. He's like, I have to have it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not big. It's not. You know,
but you know, it's amazing how, when it comes to ink bottles, there are what?
I'm just laughing. It's funny.
Some bottles are almost identical, and then some are so very different. You know, the Lamy bottle has the little blotter paper, and the Visconti bottle is definitely a different shape than anything mm-hmm. else. You know, Diamine has a nice square base, and I love that because I'm always tipping things over. The Stipula bottle is a nice big round bottle. Mont Blanc, nothing comes close to the Mont Blanc bottle.
It's a nice bottle. I mean, it's just.
Yep.
I've been a long fan, so it's cute to see the diminutive version of it. So anyway. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
We got anything else you want to talk
about?
Do
some packing.
So Jonathan is going to drive to Appleton
in 16 hours.
By the time he gets here, we'll be getting ready to leave. So.
Well, he can help me pack the car tomorrow.
He can help pack the car. That's great.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Coffee.
Black cream sugar, whatever we got in here.
Okay.
So that's it. We're gonna cut it short this week. We hope to see you in Denver. And again, if there's anything you want us to bring, you want to make sure we have, I mean, we bring a lot of stuff, but you want to make sure we have something particular, go ahead and let us know, put the order in, and
we'll deliver it.
We'll deliver it by hand. You can put the, select the in-store or if free shipping over 35 or in store shipping option. So, and we'll bring it for you. So, that's it. If you have any comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens, write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A. That's right here. Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online. Send us an email.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, all other social media as
Vine.
Anderson Pens.
I think we have a Vine account.
I think we do.
The blog, blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is andersonpens.net.
And make sure to join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new products and stuff on the website and the store. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week after the Denver show. Have a good evening. Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.